These are the words and sound bites of a hypocrite and a dishonest person. When I was in government, I gave him the figures, I gave him the statistics, I gave him the secret reports produced in Brussels. I gave him the secret reports produced by the Kimberley Process monitors, in particular Mark Bokstek, the Brussels compatriot, and Chikane from South Africa. And these reports showed that our diamonds were producing at least $2 billion per year, and we were getting nothing. I also gave him reports that showed that the alluvial diamonds in Manicaland were of an extraordinary find. In an average alluvial diamond mine or a Kimberley diamond mine, you get one stone, let's say 50 tons of sand or gravel, but the Zimbabwean ones, you get 20, 30 stones, which is extraordinary. But no one supported me, and the reason was very simple. ZANU-PF took a deliberate decision that the diamond companies should not give money to Treasury for fear that an MDC minister would perform and make a difference. And we also know that these diamond companies were paying rent to private individuals, some very private individuals, because once a thief, always a thief. So these guys are now singing the same song, barking from the same tree that I used to shout from. I used to sound like a broken record.
BT, are you surprised that no one has not been arrested?
I'm very surprised because you recall that Mugabe himself broke the news of Goodwill's Masimiremba, allegations in respect of which $6 million had been lost from a Ghanaian company. You and I know that no one happened. And you and I also know that had Masimiremba been brought to the courts, he would have spewed the real beneficiaries.